So we now move to Pakistan. People from Pakistan? No? Right, not this time. And this is Hyderabad. And what do you notice here? You notice all these shapes. These what we call wind towers or bad gears. And they work like this. The heat of the day heats up the feature here, the chimney, as it were, the wind scoop, the tower, and the warmth comes through, heats up the air, so the air goes up like that. At night, clear night skies, it's very cold, all this cools down, the air becomes heavier, and it goes down like that. So you've got a natural ventilation system. And these things are very common in Dubai. Anybody from Dubai? In Persia, anybody from Iran, I should say. Iran, anybody from Iran? You've seen this kind of feature in Iran? And I've got some pictures from Iran here somewhere. There we are. Ice. This is the ice house at Kerman. Have you seen that? Yeah. They're very beautiful, aren't they? Very old, yes. But that's the point, that when we say air conditioning of buildings or refrigeration, there it goes back a long way. Often people say, it was at the end of the 19th century in America, and it started then. But it started way before then. And then okay, so these things work in a very simple way. There we are. These chimneys either side give you these ventilation effects. This goes over the water here, or the food supplies, and cools them down by convection over, and you get quite cool water. So the essence of air conditioning and refrigeration has been with us for centuries. There's another example in Yazd. Same idea. Now, Syria. Anybody from Syria? Damascus? No. Well, these buildings in Damascus here, see how close they were together. This wasn't an accident. It was partly to actually let the buildings shade each other. And in Morocco, Marrakesh, you can see this marketplace or souk here. And of course, the marketplace, you do buy things, but you also, it's a social place where you go to meet your friends and so on as well. But of course, it's very hot in Morocco, in Marrakesh, and you can see this simple rafter roof. It just gives enough shade here for these people to stop and talk and be quite comfortable, which they couldn't do when they're outside. And you can see the planning in the town has thought about these things. Water and greenery. When we see green things, we feel a bit fresher. When we see water or hear water, if it's moving water as well, even more so, it's also refreshing. So it's sometimes you see things which make you feel, even though you've not gone into the water, you still feel better. There's another shaded area in Marrakesh. And Hassan Fathi there, architect, died a few years ago now, was responsible, an Egyptian architect who did a lot of very interesting architecture and beautiful things. Just one or two more pictures which are very old. This is from Dubai and Oman, and you can see these facades of buildings. And what I'd like to sort of point out to you here is these holes in the building have a purpose. They are there to let the air come through. But how beautiful they are. Different patterns, like a mosaic in the wall. So you can combine function, letting the air in, with beauty, with aesthetics. So we must always remember that although we're doing very practical things in building architecture buildings, we still can have something very beautiful. In this case, here, this is from the Ivory Coast, but there are many examples of these Mashrabia constructions. And there were also social influences. In many of these countries, women were not allowed to go public. They were usually kept behind the scene, bit. And this was a way women could look out, but people couldn't see them looking out. They could look out and feel comfortable from men's gazing in, besides the air and so on. I mean, it may be unthinkable, but it's still, I think, in certain countries around the world, we see now when we're talking about cultures around the world today, very much more in a global environment, there are still very big differences how women are treated around the world, and the architecture was again used in a way to enforce certain things in a particular culture. Very nice and comfortable there, coffee space. This is Hasan Fathi's architecture.